This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, the delightful, and surprisingly cool star of the Capitol steps. I mean, she's always cool in the general sense, but Washington has a heat index of about 115 to 120 here at the end of the week. And Elena, you thought it was hot up on Capitol Hill. The weather outside is trumping them all.
I don't really mind the heat. All I mind is the fact that here in Washington, Al Gore is walking around going, I told you so, I told you so.
Exactly. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of different reactions to this. Some people are like, hey, global warming is definitely here. Others say, well, you know, it's also summer. And then the third one is, you know, they get into complicated weather explanations and everybody just kind of drifts off. But it definitely is the talk of the town. You'd think it'd be the debt ceiling, but no. Anytime the weather is anything outside of about 65 to 80 in Washington, people are consumed by the weather.
We freak out.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we had done a song, I guess, back when we thought global warming was like a big issue when Al Gore had his movie. We did a song about it, and now we figured, well, this is about the time to bring it back out and say, like, geez, we had some warning on all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the Capitol Steps featuring the former vice president from their Springtime for Liberals CD.
Hello again. It's me, former Vice President Al Gore. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty big movie star these days, but I'm here tonight to speak the truth, even if it may be inconvenient. Now, President Bush wouldn't agree with this, but I don't think he's as serious as I am about global warming. Now, I've reviewed the current administration's policy on global warming, and I have to say, it doesn't make much sense. For example, number 6, a NASA mission to turn down the thermostat on the sun. That's just silly. Or number 9, requiring every citizen to chew dentine ice. Come on, you can never get everybody to do that. Or number 13, save many megawatts by making the Texas electric chair solar powered. That's pretty good, but it's not enough. We need to do more. Now, part of the problem is that we're destroying trees at an alarming rate, sometimes frivolously and unnecessarily. So to that effect, I've taken to write a book, 938 pages, made of the finest trees in the Brazilian rainforest. Now then, it says here, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter 2. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter the 3rd. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Number 4. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. Everybody. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. That was very good. You sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Just in time for the final chapter. There's a state named Florida that won't exist if the coastal states flood from the sea that's rising from the ice caps melting from the hurling center of the ozone.
There's a guy named Al who would have been president. Really wouldn't be so sorry to see Florida go from the ice cap melt from the coast to the coast. He's a hole in the center of the ozone. So on second thought, who cares if there's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
The musical stylings of former Vice President Al Gore. Elena, I guess when you look back at the old Bush energy agenda, that NASA trip to the sun's probably not going to be real high on the agenda anymore. The shuttle program, done.
That's true. And then we've also alienated the entire state of Florida with that final closing joke. So really, Florida, basically, I hope you don't have too many people in Florida that that listen because, you know.
The Capitol Steps can be found online at capsteps.com, and I'm sure they have a comment section on the website.
Send your comments to our Facebook page. Yes. You can unlike us, I guess. That would be what you do.
I'm pretty sure most people in Florida weren't exactly thrilled about the Florida recount either. So
yeah, that's true. That's
but
true.
Yeah, definitely some changes with the space program. Elena, definitely a fun way to look at this oppressive heat that's not just hitting Washington, but a lot of the country. So everybody stay as cool as you can. Have a great weekend. Elena, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capsteps.com. You can get a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.